Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off. Hey, wait a minute. Let me close my door. My daughter in there sleep, and I'm sure going to be talking shit. Check this out, fellas. It's a lot going on today. I'm serious. It's a lot going on. What comes out your mouth should mean something. I don't know if you know that, but I'm telling you. So my question to start this off, excuse me, do any of you know how important words are? I know you're going to say, yeah, I know they're important. But you ain't going to be willing to come on here right now and tell me what you think or why you think words are whatever you think they are. So I got to just, like, tell you. We can't have a discussion like grown men. Because you won't act like grown men. You're just going to sit there and think whatever the fuck you think. You know, that's why I say, fuck you. Take the word nondescript. Do any of you know what that word means? You scary ass motherfuckers on StreamYard. That's all talking to each other. Do you fucking know what that word means? And do you have any balls to call in and say what you think it means? No. You guys are just going to hide behind your fucking computer. Sure, you're going to all sit there behind your computers and say you know what it means. But will you test yourself? Will you test what you think? Oh, shit. 214. I took too long. God damn it. Shit. What's up, man?
What's up, bud? I ain't really hear what you saying that word that you asked.
Hey,
me. Do
stop,
we know what
stop,
that
stop,
means?
Stop,
but
stop.
You asked, do I know
stop,
the importance
bro,
of words? And
bro,
I do know.
Stop.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is the word is nondescript. Do you know what that
I know
means?
What nondescript.
Well, just stop. Hold on. Let me set everything up for you because you said you didn't know. I was talking about how important words are. And my point is, once somebody brave enough like you had enough nerve to call in and say they knew what it meant, I was going to see if you got the right description. What does it mean?
All right, but you got to put the number up, and some old people might call in.
Oh, you know what, man? Because, God damn it, I didn't even fucking put the number up. You right, man. Hey, man, fuck you, man, God damn it. You showing everybody
you,
how old I am, man. I'm doing
you,
my shit. I think everything right, and I'm just like, fucked up. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Come on, man. Tell me what nondescript means.
All right. Nondescript is... it means, can I relate it to a person? I'm related to a person. A nondescript motherfucker is somebody who doesn't know themselves. They're a motherfucker who thinks that because they're a human being that they're like everybody else. They don't realize that they have their own fingerprint. They have their own voice and features and attributes that everybody else don't have about themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're just
Let me say something to you, brother. Wait. Let me just say something to you. See, the way you doing what you doing, you make me not want to agree with you. But what you saying is exactly what the fuck nondescript is. But you describe it in such a fucking way that, you know, you leaving a hell of a lot of shit up to a motherfucker's interpretation. So let me tell you what nondescript means. Nondescript, the words, you got to understand the word has a meaning. You can make it mean what you want it to mean, but nondescript means lacking distinctive or interesting features or characteristics. Do you know what
everybody
that
got? Yes, sir. But everybody and every person have them, whether they know it or not. You know what I'm saying? That's why.
Hey, bro, listen to me. This is what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You don't care what something means. When you even hear what it means, you try to make it mean what you saying. So
I'm
it means
it
what
you
saying.
Trying to make how
bro,
I'm right.
Can
no,
you
I
be
get
quiet,
what you mean.
Please?
I'm fucked up. Yeah.
We fucking, you know, you can make it mean what you mean. We speak English. English is the only language where one word can mean 400,000 things. So if you want it to mean what you want it to mean, then that's what it means. But it means lacking distinctive or interesting features about yourself. Otherwise, if you come talk to me and you don't leave no impression, because you don't have nothing distinctive about you, you ain't got nothing interesting as far as a feature, your characteristics is nondescript, meaning you just like any other motherfucker, then, okay, you can be that way if you want to be nondescript. Now, is that what the fuck you were saying?
Yes, sir.
That is not what you were saying. You were saying what you were saying, and it was pure bullshit, and this is what I keep telling you motherfuckers about when I be saying you be lying to yourself. You ain't even man enough to hear the difference in what I'm telling you and what you said. You want to sit there and act like what you said with all that goddamn bullshit was what I just said. That's bullshit, man, and I'm calling you on it. I don't give a fuck who you are. You sound like I heard your voice before. Sound like I didn't fuck with you. But what I'm saying is I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that don't mean shit.
What?
I said, yeah, what the, that don't matter if you know my voice or if you done fucked with me before, if I'm wrong,
you
probably
know your voice or not, motherfucker. Sound like I didn't fuck with you. You a man? Come on.
Yeah, you know who I am, bud.
I don't know who the fuck you are. Who are you?
Oh, well, see, yeah, you know my voice. This is Ramon.
Ramon.
Yeah.
See, you ain't saying shit that you learned. You did learn to believe in yourself, and you did learn to, I got to give you credit, you got nuts. You open your mouth so people can hear. You know, you didn't just think something like all these other punk motherfuckers be doing. So what I'm saying, man, you wrong, man. And you got to understand what nondescript means. It means when you walk up to a bitch talking about, you know, hey, how you doing, woo-woo, you know, you're nondescript. You just any motherfucker. And the bitch gonna say, fuck you. Let me tell you something, you this ain't no bullshit. Yesterday I tagged this motherfucker, 36. This is absolutely the finest motherfucker I ever seen in my life. I'm telling you. And all she was talking about, you just want sex. You just want sex. Hey, look, motherfucker, I'm 70. So if I wait too long, you understand, I ain't going to be able to get shit. So if you want to say all I want is sex, you know, I'm going to go with that because it's on the list. But nah, bitch, I want to fuck with you. And if you just pussy, then that's what I want to fuck with. Hey, it took me like, I never, never fuck with a bitch this long. Took me like a week and a half. Maybe even 2 weeks. But yesterday, yesterday, this shit came through. Shit, so, baby, call a nigga. You know, and I'm telling you, man, I already been trying to get this pussy for like a week and a half. And she been like saying all kind of shit, making the nigga think, you know, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, she say, but I don't want a motherfucker that just want pussy. So what I'm saying is, I'm thinking this is what this bitch finna do right now. But I got to play my hand. So I take the bitch, and we go eat some food and shit. And then when we on the way back, I say, look, I'm going to drop you off at your car. And she stopped me. because that's what I wanted her to do. But I'm saying, I got to play my hand. So I'm saying, right. I'm going to drop you off at your car. And then she stopped me. And she said, well, what you mean drop me off? I said, you know, I told you, you know, this ain't about pussy with me. And that's the only thing left. So what I'm, you know, I'm saying is just so you know, I'm going to drop you off so you can go do what the fuck you want to do. Man, do you know that bitch wanted to choke me? Nigga, you trying to put me out? No, bitch. I'm trying to let you be you. You know, you the one making that pussy so motherfucking precious. You know, you act like if I get some of it, you got gold in there, and every time my dick go in, your motherfucking ass going to lose some of the gold. I wouldn't want to lose none of my gold either. Ooh, I'm talking shit. Man, this motherfucker came in here. I think got like 300 texts. That bitch didn't text me. God damn, I'm still on cloud nine. It's 3 hours later. This bitch is texting me this shit. Come on, man.
That's what's up.
No. When she said that shit, I said, it's because I know how to put a motherfucker on cloud nine. I texted back to her. And then the bitch texts me back. I agree. You sure know what you're doing. Come on, man. I ain't got no big old ass dick. I can't fuck good as them goddamn porno motherfuckers. But I know what I tell a bitch. And I know what the fuck she gonna think if she get, because she was asking me, what? You keep talking about what you would do. What would you do? I say, just touch your motherfucking ass. Because the bitch want me to explain some sex shit. Bitch, I ain't no nigga that, you know, into that kind of shit. But I know what you're talking about. So you play your hand. And what I'm saying is this. The reason she's still on cloud nine is because I went through the shit she thought was going to make her see I wasn't worth fucking with. And I let that bitch see, if that's all you got, bitch, bring it on. And when she was ready, bitch called me at like 12:30 at night. What is that? I'm saying, and I act like I wasn't available. And then the bitch said, oh, you think this is a booty call? Well, it is 12:30. What the fuck you think it is? And she wants to tell me it ain't. No, bitch, then bye, you know. I ain't really tripping on no pussy like you think, because I can get pussy. I am alone. I'm not lonely. Get that shit through your head, motherfucker. Man, that bitch think I'm the shit. Why? Because I ain't going for none of her shit. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to take what she's saying under consideration, because I know that's what's in her head. So what I got to say next got to kill what she's saying, but at the same time promote where I'm coming from. You guys don't think like that. That's what you need to do. That's why you need to be in Sidewalk University. Hold on, bro. Stay on. 437, what's up? I'm sorry to hold you so long.
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
It's John. I had a question.
Come on.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, I always hear people say, you know, you should have money before you ever even talk to a bitch or all that shit. Is that bullshit? Like, should it not matter if you have money?
Stop. Listen. If I believe that, I have several friends that would not be where they are now. I have one friend that had just got out of the penitentiary. And at this time, they was just giving you this. This was a long time ago. At this time, they was just giving you like a little check or something to get you a little room or whatever. So this motherfucker go, and he's sitting on the bus stop. And while he was sitting there, this broad came up. And she suggested she wants to take the bus. And they start talking, and the nigga talking about, I just got out the pen, woo, woo, woo. And that was his first bitch. So what I'm saying is, did he have any money?
No.
Was he depending on any money?
No.
He was. But the money he was depending on was the money this bitch was finna get him. So what I'm saying is this conversation is all about future shit right now. You got to tell this bitch that she going to be shopping. She going to get this. She going to get that. You know, woo, woo, woo. But you do have to do woo, woo, woo. You got to, you know, bring it proper. You got to be a proper bitch. You capable of that? And if the bitch say any kind of way, I don't know. I don't know is yes. Mm-hmm. When they say any kind of goddamn shit like that, you got to take over from there. And the motherfucker told her that he was going to Venice. You know, try to check on his mama, you know, but if you anything about it, you got any money? And the bitch had like $80 or something. He say that's enough for us to get a room. We can start out with what I'm talking about. Broke, stinking, and just got out the pen.
Yeah.
So, hey, bro, about your question, did that answer it?
100%, man. And I think more people need to hear that because all these other people are saying some other bullshit, you know?
Hey, bro, that's because that's what they think because they ain't got no real game. They never been in the streets. They never really, really had to live on what they think. That's why they think that bullshit in the safety of their seat behind their computer. They ain't taking that shit out in the street. Bro, you take the shit that I tell you out in the streets and your shit is going to be cool. Because I've been there.
That's why I call, man.
Hey, I've been there.
That's why I call. I know your shit's real.
Hey, okay, bro. So you do know what was the answer to your question?
Yeah, 100%.
What's the answer, man?
Go for the shot. Shoot the shot anytime. It doesn't matter.
Hey, you don't need no fucking money. Money don't make you. You make money.
Yeah. Facts.
Keep that in your head, bro. You'll be all right.
I appreciate you, too.
214, you still there, man. So we still talking. What's up? You got something you want to say?
Yeah, man. I'll just, if I can just kick it about something, man. I had chopping it up with this little bro, and I was kicking it with some of my friends about the shit. And I was telling the bro when I first met her that, it wasn't after I first met her. We had been kicking it over the phone a little bit, and it was our first time really getting together since we first met. And she wanted to go out to eat and shit, and I was telling her, like, yeah, we can go out to eat. But, you know, if you're going to be riding with me and shit, you do need to know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm a pimp, and I'm trying
Wait,
to get some
stop, stop, stop. You don't sound like no pimp.
Okay, that's good. So let me tell you
the
situation.
Tell the truth first. You might call yourself a pimp, but you do not sound like no pimp. Now are you not a pimp?
I ain't got no hoe right now, but I'm definitely trying to do some pimping and gonna do some
pimping. Wait, bro. Just wait. What I'm saying is, are you or are you not a pimp?
Yes.
Now, what makes you say you're a pimp?
Because I am a pimp by nature. It's just in me to naturally want to pimp.
Hey, that's bullshit right there. That's bullshit right there. Let me ask you a question. How many hoes have you broke?
In a lifetime? In my life?
No, since you call yourself a pimp.
Oh, shit, but 12. I'm guesstimating. At least 12.
Okay, now my point is, a pimp nigga never say no shit like that. A pimp nigga show the bitch that shit through what he doing. The only time a nigga really mention that shit is when the bitch say, well, what do you do for a living? You don't really tell her that then. But, you know, you lead up to that. Oh, girl, you know, I do anything I want to when I want to, and I get paid for it. You know? But what I'm saying is you're making her become curious. And when she's curious enough, you take her around one of the bitches you got. You still ain't told her you no pimp. You take that bitch around the bitches. And when you get there and this little square ass motherfucker sitting in there, you ask this bitch, what my money, girl? Or what it look like? or how did it go last night? Some shit like that. And the bitch do what she normally do. It's like this, daddy, woo, woo, woo. But what are you doing? What are you doing when you do that?
I'm showing her the game and not telling her shit.
That's right. That bitch is seeing what's going on. And if she sit there comfortably, you know when you leave there, you can get at her. For real, girl, you just seen, you know what I be doing. I ain't no one woman man. But this month, I can see that, blah, 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 whatever the fuck she see. What I'm saying is, at that point, you lead into you a pimp. And you still never say you a pimp. You just tell her, that's one of four or five motherfuckers I got that do the same thing, understand the same way, ain't jealous of you, none of that shit. And then when the bitch mention it, yeah. But you got to make sure she see this shit before you mention it or admit it. Because other than that, you can send your ass to jail. Who in the fuck want to do that? Trying to catch a bitch. So, Ramon, your pimping needs work, bro. Just being real.
Okay.
So,
hey,
check it out, man. Just get at me. You better get at me about that shit. Hey, you guys, check game. You scary ass motherfuckers on StreamYard, which is what I was talking about. And I asked you, what does this shit mean? You know, what does this mean? What does that mean? You know, you all gonna sit there behind your goddamn computer and you're gonna say you know what the fuck it means. But my point is this. This nigga, Ramon, stood up. Why? Because he a badass nigga? No. Because he went to SWU and he know that bullshit, a closed mouth ain't getting fed. You just ain't gonna get shit if you ain't willing to put your shit out there. And did you see that nigga crumble and die because I killed him? No. He just know what to think now. Because he was real with me. You motherfuckers is punks. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, yeah, I was going to ask on your perspective as far as saving money versus spending it in the moment when you're young and you haven't coming in. Would you say you wish you would have saved a little more for older age, or you know, just go ahead and live lavish while you're in the moment?
To me, now you got to understand, this is just me. I'm living lavish in the moment because I do not think it's going to end. I'm living lavish right now because living this way is going to promote me being this way. And being this way is going to promote me being able to live this goddamn way. Now, let's say I live that way and spend all my money and it's another time. Shit, I ain't regretting a motherfucking thing. I'm happy I have these experiences to call on because it just shows me how to do it again. You know, let's say this shit was going on for like 6 years and then something happened. But if it was going on for 40 years and something happened, you know, I'm going to be an old motherfucker. And the shit still gonna work. I'm telling you, I just caught me this motherfucker 36. I'm 70. And this motherfucker is gorgeous. And I told her that. And when I was telling her that, because I tell motherfuckers not to tell them that shit. But I know what to do. But when I told that bitch she was gorgeous, I wanted to know where she was at. Do that mean I want to fuck you, bitch? Or I appreciate how you look. How do you think that bitch took
it? I think you appreciate it.
No, not me. How do you think the bitch took it?
I would say she felt it was genuine.
No, she thought I wanted to fuck her. She started telling me, you know, goddamn all motherfuckers, that's all they see, blah, blah, blah. Now, what I'm saying is, what did that tell me?
Oh, yeah, that complimenting her ain't going to do it for her, because she hear that all day.
Every day. And they all just want some pussy. So you just thinking like the next motherfucker. So when the bitch told me that, I said, because she had something tied up on her head. I see you looking all raggedy like them motherfuckers in the South and shit, so I don't know. I'm kind of confused as far as, you know, if this is about your body. Your body looked like some sort of athlete, some sort of Olympian, you know, but the way you're carrying yourself, you look like one of these hood rats. I'm confused. What did that do?
Brought her back down to earth a little bit.
Made that bitch tell me where she was coming from.
Mm.
And what I'm saying is from that, that's how the conversation went on. Because at that point, I could tell her where I'm coming from. I ain't no nigga just, you know, scared to see no fine-ass motherfucker looking fine and tell her she fine. But I know pussy don't rule me. And she said, dang, you so explicit. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn pussy. Shit, and she kept talking to me. That just told me she all about that. But I got to go through whatever the fuck she thinks she want to take me through to get to the pussy. But if it takes more than motherfucking a day, I ain't fucking with you. Man, this shit took 2 weeks.
Hey, let me tell you, man.
I'm telling you something. That shit was worth the wait. Not because the goddamn pussy was so good. Because I know when bitches take you through all that and then you get the pussy, they didn't hook themselves. They fucking fucked up. And then I did some good work. Because, you know, sometimes I ain't fucking the bitch worth a fuck. Sometimes I fuck the shit out of them. This just happened to be one of them times I was rolling. Baby hit me 3 hours later. I'm still on cloud nine. God damn it. And I'm 70. Ain't that a bitch? Don't tell me what the fuck I think don't work. Because the only reason it was like that was because of what I think. Shit. I don't think my age is going to make me trip woo-woo-woo. I think that I better be doing this, you know, woo-woo-woo. I think like a nigga was thinking 50 years ago. Well, maybe not 50, but maybe 40. 40 years, the nigga was about 30, a little over 30. Boy, start really understanding this shit. So,
man, I just hit 30, man. This shit starting to click for me, shit.
You 30?
Yeah, it just turned. This dealing, by the way, man.
Yeah, this is when it started clicking. Because you didn't went through the pussy phase. You know, you didn't went through you ain't shit. You know, you didn't went through it's all about, you know, what I'm doing. And now you finna put that shit down. Phases.
Right.
That's what we go through in life, phases. Life is not just one thing. You gonna learn some shit, and then when that shit take over in what you do, doing it is gonna make you learn some more shit. And it just keep going on like that, brother. So get ready for your ride. You 30. And at least you woke. You ain't sleep.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, man, that's inspirational. I hope that one day when I'm 70 to be getting a fine woman half my age, you know.
Man, listen. I didn't have them 28, but What I'm saying is them bitches quit a nigga. You don't really want a young bitch. You really want a bitch your age. Because them the motherfuckers understand where you coming from. This particular bitch is acting like she understand now. Now, I say acting because, you know, months from now, I'll be to show her I ain't changing. Pussy ain't changing me. You know what I'm saying? I'm already an old nigga. This is the way I am. And, you know, she might not really like it like that. I don't know what the bitch going to do. But I do know until the bitch ain't here, I'm going up in them guts. I'm sick. I know it, man. I can't help it. I'm sick as fuck. Hey, I was a pimp nigga. You know, one of the reasons a nigga be a pimp is because you can fuck a whole bunch of bitches and not have no problem. You can fuck bitches that know about each other and shit. You ain't got no problem. So that got to tell you, pimp is a con friend. Pimp ain't want to fuck, man. Shit. God damn it. The day ain't cool. The bitch made $1,900 today. But the day ain't cool until you go home and bust that pussy out. All right, man. Hope I ain't telling you too much, man. Hey, I got other guys. Right. Let me get them. 912, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud?
I'm good, bro. What's happening?
Listen to the nondescript shit you were saying about the lacking the distinctive features of the characteristic.
Right.
And that's exactly what I be running into, man. I try and get at a bitch. I could get her, but shit, keeping up with the interesting conversation, man, that shit is a no-go, man. Like, that shit just, I can't weave.
Hey, no, let me tell you about you right now. You got a good job. You probably got a nice car. Listen, you probably got a nice car, you know, and you look like you all that, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the problem, because you be dependent on that bullshit, and you ain't all that. Now, what you got to say? I heard you shut up. What happened? Bro, you got to call back, because your phone is breaking up, and I can't hear you. Hey, 816, what's up?
What's up, bud? This is
you and me, bro.
Man. This is Eric Watson Rick, man, graduate from
2021. Rick, what's up?
What's up, bud? Hey, I'm just listening to this shit you kicking, man, and I'm loving it.
Hey, Eric, you loving it because you can understand it now. Before, it was just good shit you could hear. But now, since you're understanding it, it's some bomb shit you hearing.
It's some bomb shit, man, for real.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Dude didn't call back, man. Let me get him. 912, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Rosebud? You can hear me good now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Yeah, man. I was just getting on that nondescript. Shit you was saying. I was just telling you that you were spot on with that shit, man.
Well, I didn't really need to hear that, but why did you call in to say it?
I called in to say it because shit, those the problems shit I feel like I'm running into with a female.
That you are a nondescript motherfucker.
No. I am interesting, but I don't know how to convey it.
No, you are nondescript. And you scared to tell yourself the truth, and you're trying to lie to me, you nondescript motherfucker. You ain't going to tell me you interesting, but you don't know how to convey it. You nondescript. Are you or are you not?
I'm not.
Bro, I'm going to tell you again. You a nondescript motherfucker because you're running into what nondescript motherfuckers run into, even though you think you're interesting. So let me ask you this before you answer what I just asked. If you were interesting and you were continuing your interest or what's interesting about you, do you think you would get better action?
Yes.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. Because you'd be depending on whatever you conveying. And you think the bitch ain't heard that shit before? Oh, baby, I got a yacht in a big old house. She didn't heard that. Oh, I'm broke, stinking, and hungry. She didn't heard that. So that's the bottom and the top. And you know she didn't heard everything in the middle.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? Come on. Think.
Yeah, I ain't thinking critical about the shit.
No, man. What I'm saying is this. What you motherfuckers don't do is what I teach. Man, you got to talk to a bitch. All that bullshit you talking, all that bullshit you motherfuckers be saying you think or whatever and say to a bitch, you be talking at her because you're just talking to this female. You're not talking to Mary. And what I'm saying is the bitches feel that. They feel that from the way you talking. He can say that to any bitch at any time, anywhere, under any situation. So he just talking. He just hitting on me. See, you got to know how to get at that bitch. See, you motherfuckers don't know that shit. All you know all you know is that you ain't catching.
Shit, y'all. Not catching at all.
Yeah, but don't you want to catch?
Yeah, man, I'm tired of this shit.
Well, you better sign your ass up at Sidewalk University, brother, so I can show you how to do this shit. The one thing all you motherfuckers don't understand is that the way I lived, Rolls Royces, fly houses, everything else came from catching bitches.
Mm.
Yeah, I ain't telling you to try to get that. I'm just trying to tell you how to get at a bitch. You ain't got to want a pimp on her. You ain't got to motherfucking, you know, want her to go hoe. You could just want a string of bitches like I got. You just want motherfuckers. You ain't got to fuck the same motherfucker all the time.
Yes, man. Yeah, that's
so, well, you better learn how to catch bitches, man. And I, you don't learn how to catch a bitch, because what I've been telling you is about a bitch. But by me knowing how to catch bitches, when it comes time for me to catch a bitch, I just narrow everything I know down to catching that bitch. Whereas unless you know how to catch bitches, you can't narrow it down to a particular bitch. That's why you keep missing. You be getting at her like bitches, like you get at bitches. When you get your action, you got to narrow it down to getting at that bitch. You can't be getting at bitches.
Mm.
Hey, man.
That makes sense.
I don't give a fuck if it makes sense or not, because this is on you. I'm telling it to you. I know I did it. I know I do it. And I know I'm 70. Don't fuck with me unless you want to, you know the truth. Come on, goddammit. No, I don't want to kick it about that bullshit. See, I got new tools. I got some seriously new tools. Now, the tools I made before are the tools that's been in existence. They were based on what I knew at that time, and they're like 10 years old. I didn't update them, but they're 10 years old. What I'm saying is the tools I'm making now have all the information that I've learned in the past 10 years included in what I'm talking about with that particular tool. And I'm talking about, you know, knowing about attraction and knowing about what to do with your action that you get. And these tools are nothing short of fantastic. Now, like I say, one category is recognizing your action and knowing what to do with it. Then the other category is about important things to know about attraction. And I'm going to make more tools for those categories. But I've made these four, so I couldn't wait. Now those categories are on my site. They're there for you. Get that shit. Believe me, this game I got can be in you. And if you want to see what the real look like, the real you look like, you better get some SWU schooling so you can go catching. I know that's what you always go out to do, but you don't catch. Do you care to address why? I know why you don't catch. I don't catch. But when I do, shit. See, the reason you don't catch is because you believe people who are faking the funk. And when you find out that they're faking the funk, you still patronize them. That's because you're faking. So fake motherfuckers believe fake shit. They want to fuck with fake shit. If you want to believe that shit, I can comfortably say, I know you're going to vote Republican. Because those are the only motherfuckers that deny the truth. I usually just vote because, you know, I know ain't nothing going to change. Hell of shit will change, but it's neither going to go up or down. It's the American way. Changes are made to stay the same. That's the way American life is designed. Some people think lemons are sour until they taste some good cold lemonade. See, I'm getting better at rolling with my problems, you know, without taking them personal, because I used to take all of them personal. I used to be able to roll with it, but I would end up with an attitude, you know, taking it personal. Lucky for me, I have my venting apparatus in place. I talk hella shit, got hella hits, able to change my fit. No one can match my goddamn wit. And all you need is a little bit of this ish. And today, motherfuckers, I'm talking about motherfuckers who are in the motherfucking streets right now. Still don't feel like they shit unless they can, or, you know, have some words with me. I suppose this should be flattering. But the fact, no matter what state your motherfucking ass is in, or where the fuck you're from, I was there. Pimping hoes like a motherfucker. Doing what I've always claimed to do. And that's whatever the fuck I want to do. I ain't had no hoes in so long, shit. I don't need trouble having hoes. The reason I have haters, you know, you all know I really pimp. And you can't stand that I'm still here doing shit you want to do. But what you don't know is you can do this shit. All you got to do is get gamed up, take your ass to, or bring your ass to Sidewalk University, see what time it really is, and you realize how amazing it is how far people go to make up stories to tell. I tell stories. I exaggerate shit. So I'm not saying that's like a weakness. I'm just saying I'm only going to do it to a point for whatever, you know, joke I'm making, because it's normally for a joke. But, you know, people be saying shit that's so exaggerated, or at least my shit be so exaggerated. You know it's a joke I'm trying to tell. Now, the other day, just on another note, But the other day marked the 11th anniversary or the 11th year of my mother passing. You know, my dad been gone almost 40 years. You know what's funny? I can hear each one of them telling me off about some shit I did wrong. And it was really, 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 really easy to do something wrong in my mother's fucking house. Because my mother was God's right hand. She was the right hand angel. And my pops cried him. My mama, John Samuel. It didn't matter what came after that because I knew whatever it was, I'm going to get something my mama did not play about. And she used all three of my names. John Samuel Dixon. I may as well bend over and back into it just so I can get my ass whooped. Because I was definitely getting my motherfucking ass whooped. I didn't do something. And my pop, you can never read him like you can read my mother. Take my word for it, though. Mr. Clinton Dixon Sr. did not play. Ever. He would fucking beat the shit out of us when we did anything that was against his principles. Now, this would sound as if I had a rough childhood. Guess what? I did. But, you know, I would volunteer for that shit all over again and again throughout all eternity. I fucking had a great childhood. Full of family and fun. You know, my mother and one of my brothers passed 29 days apart. And 1 year later, my sister passed. But before that, Dixon's 12 brothers and sisters, mom and dad, two married and never separated. I mean, it was good. But don't feel sorry for me. It was time, and I accepted. I love my family. And I learned all that shit from my parents. And I hope you don't get as old as me before you realize nothing's free. You can treat yourself or you can cheat yourself. And if you want to make the wrong choice, there's going to be a fee. That's where you get charged. Because you never know which one you're doing. Unless you do. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you're just doing shit. That's like the lotto. You couldn't win. See, the time is right for you motherfuckers to get on board with me. Let me show you how to get this game without risking your fucking life. The university is popping with new students. I mean, I got several things I got to do, but there's one thing I keep thinking. I got to do my best. Just so happens, it's the third thing that I got to do. There's two things I got to do before that. But there's like four or five things I got to do after that. And the cold part about it, like I said, there's a fourth thing I got to do, a fifth thing I got to do. Every one of them, I want to do my best. But only that third one puts my skills to the test. So as I motherfucking prepare for my day's events, I got to, you know, keep all my moves up to date and, you know, current. Always be playing. That's my motto. Always be playing or you going to get played. 24/7, 365. I want to, you know, win the battle that we all face. Because in life, do you win because you got a lot of money? Well, you don't win, but it puts you in a good position to win. But if you got a gang of money and you ain't fully satisfied with what you're doing, would you feel like that's winning? We can't eliminate money from this equation of winning. But does it mean more than your happiness? Because I remember a brother I grew up with. His name was Tim Williams. May he rest in peace. But he was really young, but he had an epiphany. And when he woke up, he changed his name to Malik. We used to call him Big Ed Tim. I mean, this nigga had a big old ass motherfucking head. But this brother was the smartest motherfucker in the school district. He did all kind of educational shit, higher education and all that shit. But in the end, he decided money wasn't his trip. Now, I'm not saying he called a Bloomingdale or somebody like that, but he, in the end, he actually caught one of these broads. And he moved to Hawaii. I mean, one of the remote islands. And he started growing his own food, and he lived without the constraints of money. Now, what's fucked up is he died from some shit that could have been, you know, avoided. But my point is, the smartest motherfucker in the world, not in the world, the smartest motherfucker and the absolute bum think the same goddamn way. They want the simplest life possible. They just go about it in different ways. Now, we all know the early bird catches the worm. The eagle always catches his prey. A cat is the best mousetrap. Real men make real women. I'm serious when I say this. I ain't had a fight since I was anointed a real pimp. Because a real abadabba will always play pass. Sucker shit. So I want you guys to understand I'm encouraging you to fuck with Sidewalk University. It does have a payment plan, you know, and if you come in anyway, even the payment plan, you'll be especially glad that you can afford it, especially when those close to you start asking, what have you been doing? Something's different about you, boy. That's my friend. You'll grin to yourself and have pride because you're doing something about being a Charlie or a Delta man. You're becoming Alpha. You're becoming a motherfucker, if you're fucking with me, that think it and do it. As the dust clears, once again, you'll see I've proved ain't no game like real game. Now you know. Now you need old nigga I've been with will talk, play, and have more game than one of his moles than any one of you techno pimping motherfuckers of this 21st century. Then all who are gameless, will you, you know, just go sit down? Just go sit down. You motherfuckers, do you even look at your sons or their future? I mean, fuck. I know there are many of you motherfuckers who have sons and don't even see their future. Your two-year-old son will be wearing skirts and panties. Not because he's gay. But because society is going to eventually say there's no difference between men and women. And if you're not one of the motherfucking parents who ain't going to accept that goddamn bullshit, You need to get at his motherfucking ass now and let him know. You can't make him be male or female as far as his choice. But as far as knowing that you have a choice in life, and you know, there is no unisex type situation. You know, my dad, you know, may he rest in peace, never worried about that kind of shit when he looked at his sons. I'm sure there was times, you know, he thought we was different. But above that, my dad could see alpha in his sons. Back then, it was fuck what you think. Fuck how you feel. Because my dad and all the dads knew back then that this shit ain't gonna do a goddamn thing for you except get you left behind. My dad never told me he loved me. But do you think for 1 second I think he didn't love me? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt my father loved all 12 of his children, and not one of us needed him to say he loved us. And if we did, oh well. We all knew 2 plus 2 equals 4. He and my mother were together until death parted them. And he made sure all of us, his sons, had the ability to believe in themselves and to be sure to have women. He never spoke to us about women. But kill me if I'm lying. Me and all my brothers are just like him. My Uncle Paul told me one time I was more like him than any of my brothers. And I was a pimp nigga, so I don't think he meant that my dad was a goddamn pimp. I think he meant my dad was a shit in his day, and, you know, somehow he managed to give that to all his goddamn sons. And when he looked at, you know, us growing up, he always was just smiling. You know, it was probably because of how much of him he saw in each of his sons. My point is, do you see you in your sons? I get all these emails talking about getting at women. You know, on my show, there sometimes be women. You know, and I be having plenty of callers, and none of them really want to. I mean, it's really weird how you guys want shit, and when the shit is there, you pass on it. All of you guys on StreamYard, you want a platform to talk, but you don't want to talk to anyone. You just want to talk. That way, no one responds. Just saying, you guys. I'm not going to talk to you and explain shit to you. You still don't want to speak to these fucking women. They scare the shit out of all you listeners and callers that's waiting online, being on the stream yard. I mean, that's pitiful. Whenever it's about and she answers or, you know, there and talk to me, I get at them. You can hear me live. What none of you get is you're not going anywhere and catching women if you can't talk to them. I was talking to these ladies for over 75 minutes, showing you in real time how to take a conversation lightly but be deadly. And not one of you motherfuckers can muster up the nerve to call and speak to one of these bros. And yeah, that they was alpha women. And they was able to handle, you know, many different ways or the many different ways I came at them. But alpha women, as you witnessed, can be handled calmly by a real alpha man. What else do you need? Hell fucking yeah. They go on to diss you if you don't come correct. But does that frighten you? Does that frighten you, little boys? Shit. You heard them saying on my shit, talking live to me over and over how they wanted to meet and greet men, not scary-ass little boys whose voice gives away where they're coming from. Yes, they said that and much more on the show, and by no means am I vouching for these goddamn bitches, other than they was definitely strong women, but not in the way the fucked up women of today are. You know, they talking about just saying no to everything. It's not cool. No, these bitches were strong because they, even if it was, they didn't have an opinion. Didn't change their position on them. Strong in the sense they know what they want. They take care of their daily personal needs themselves and only on a man for what a man and a woman have for each other. Now, Sidewalk University is a real school if you want to learn what that is. A man wants, a man wants from a woman and vice versa. Some of my partners said they felt my audience would be better suited to kick it with those women, and I don't fully agree. I don't agree because my audience is just as afraid of women as all the other motherfucking dudes are. And I know, And I know there's several of my alumni who will rise to the occasion and, you know, call in and let me know what's going on with them. But I really want those of you who, you know, have not bought my course, I really want you guys to speak up. You know, I can't express it to you enough. It takes real confidence now to do what we do and what we say. I mean, to do what we do and say what we say. I never relied on anything except me. You guys got to see that. I don't rely on all kind of shit. You young dudes rely on everything except your own ability to spit. I'm telling you, you need my confidence course. And now, you need it now more than ever. You think because you're brave enough to do shit, brave enough to say shit, it means you're confident? That's bullshit. In most cases, it means you're a goddamn fool. Confidence is knowing what you're thinking is right. Knowing it's the right thing to think for what you're doing at this particular moment. Get my fucking course and learn how to do the things you want to do. Learn how to make shit your way, as far as that go, and making that way the way to do shit. I can assure you, you know, you will not be making a mistake joining these fellas at Sidewalk University in any difficulty. I'm just a communication away. It ain't like you ain't gonna be able to catch a brother. Let me tell you something. Although you did talk, I just hate you motherfuckers not talk. I'm gone.